I'm your host, Catherine Valsey, and welcome to Unpack with Kat. I'm literally so excited to be speaking with you all. I'm so happy to be finally able to sit down and record this episode. I'm really hoping that everyone's been enjoying their February. I hope February's been really kind to everyone. I hope everyone's doing really well. I know for me, February has really taken me by surprise. The first day of February, I found out I was signing with my dream agency, and they were like, hey, come to New York Fashion Week for our brunch, and I was like, what? And then the week that I was supposed to go, my mom had this really scary situation with her blood pressure, in which I posted a bunch of things about awareness on that. If blood pressure is something you struggle with, I definitely recommend to keep an eye on it because she lost her memory. It's been a crazy first 2 weeks of February. I feel like my emotions have been all over the place, and I'm just like, whoa, life is a lot. But I'm still so grateful for so many things. I'm excited to keep sharing everything with you all. I feel like that's just something I always say. But yeah, those are really my updates. This episode is a little bit later than I wanted it to be, and that's because of everything that I didn't expect. And so I really appreciate your patience with me. Before we get into this episode, I always like to remind y'all to take care of yourself while you're listening to this, whatever your body is calling for, whether that's something to eat, something to drink, resting, taking a walk, getting some fresh air, whatever it may be, just listen to your body and let's get into this episode. So as you can see by today's title, this episode is all about strengthening your digital boundaries. And honestly, this message has been on my heart for some time because in my eyes, digital spaces are definitely a double-edged sword. Because on the one hand, there can be so much benefit, so much impact, so much support, influence, love, humor, community. Like, I take this podcast space as a beautiful, warm, valuable space that exists online. And I love the recipe pages and websites. I love the restaurant and takeout recommendations, the travel tips, the outfit inspo, the home decor inspo, the hairstyle ideas, makeup tips. Like, I love it. I learn so much. I love being able to interact with people across the world. I love the reach. I love the connection. I definitely feel like YouTube raised me. But on the other hand, I notice how without the proper boundaries, it's consuming, it's draining, it's heavy, it can be unsafe, it can breed comparison and unhealthy thoughts, it can literally shift the trajectory of my day depending on what I see. And that's where I'm like, oh, okay, this is very serious. You know, it's like one of those things where people can often say, it's not that serious, it's really not. But it is that serious. It is that influential. It can shift trajectories. It can alter your mood. It can impact your motivation. It can shift your sense of self and your confidence. I mean, it's powerful. It's important. And therefore, it's something that needs the proper boundaries applied to it. And for me, I place boundaries around things that I know are tempting for me and that I know I struggle with. So I see the boundary as a column of support to prevent engaging in the behavior I know is not healthy for me. It's like if I leave something I know is tempting for me with no boundaries around it, how can I get upset at myself when I give into it? You know what I mean? It's like placing a toy directly in front of a toddler and telling them, don't play with it. I feel as though you're making the battle much harder for the toddler instead of just removing the toy from eyesight completely and placing something else in front of them that you want them to engage with, like a coloring book or something like that. I just feel like you shouldn't beat yourself up when you're not even giving yourself a fair chance. So let's get into these digital boundaries. This first boundary may only apply if you have social media, but it's that who you follow matters. I honestly used to have no discernment when it came to who I followed because in my head, if you follow me, I'll follow you back. Like, I don't know. I just thought that's how social media worked. And so even if someone was posting something I didn't like, I thought it was rude to unfollow them or passive aggressive. And because of that, every day I would pretty much just suffer. Like, I would practically brace myself anytime I came across their content because, like I'm saying, I didn't like it, but I just thought that was a part of the social media experience. You were going to follow some people that you didn't really like what they posted. You didn't really like what they had to say, but that's just, you know, how it is. You're not always going to like what people have to say. But it was so freeing and empowering to remind myself, actually, Kat, you have full control over who you follow. If you don't find someone's content to be enjoyable, you don't need to keep consuming it. It doesn't matter if you know them. It doesn't matter if you follow them for 5 years. It doesn't matter if you once liked what they posted. It really doesn't matter. If you don't like it, you don't need to consume it anymore. Period. I also used to have friends who would constantly send me people's stories or posts that they didn't like and have all this commentary. And I started to say, if you don't like them or you don't like what it is they're posting, why are you keeping up with them? Why are you still engaging with them? Like, being so for real, why are you even sending this to spark a conversation? Like, just unfollow them or block them. It will save you the headache. I think often we forget it's really that simple. Like, we really just need to unfollow and block. I just feel like we contribute to our own suffering, I mean big time, when we know how something is making us feel. We know it's having a negative impact. We know every time we look at that page, we get upset. We know every time we look at this, we feel a certain way. And it's like, when I don't have the discipline to look away, which would be basically unfollowing, blocking, whatever that is, I'm looking at myself like, what's going on, Kat? You gotta love yourself more than this. Like, I know that might sound a little bit harsh, and that's definitely not my goal, but that's really how I feel about these types of things. I'm just like, I love myself enough to stop engaging in something that is hurting me when it comes to my digital space. I feel like sometimes in our physical world, we don't always have full control. Like, for example, if it's a class we really don't like, I mean, sure, we could drop it, but sometimes there's a lot more factors at play, you know, our job or whatever it may be that prevents us to being able to just remove ourselves completely right away. But in the digital world, we can do that block quickly, okay? We can do that unfollow quickly. Mute, you know what I mean? And so I think it's important to exercise that. I also apply that same logic when I'm done dealing with someone romantically, because I'm trying to move on. I will literally unfollow everyone associated with them, and that may be extreme to some people, but for me, it's like, this is my space. I'm trying to move on. I consider you to be a trigger. I really don't want to see anything you post or anything that reminds me of you. Like, I want you removed from my digital space completely. It's a must for me because, like I said, without the boundary, maybe I'll be keeping up with what they do every day in an obsessive-like manner, and even keeping a mental tab on them. So ultimately, what may appear harmless actually is taking up a lot of mental space for me, and it is influencing in my emotions. Like, nope, I need to place the boundary. There's also going to be people and pages and spaces where it's like, I don't necessarily not like what you post, but I just don't really want to see what you post anymore. No hard feelings. I don't want to. And that's okay. Like, this is my space. This is something I can have control over. And I encourage you to feel the same way, because now that I began to have better boundaries around who I follow, I've noticed going on social media is a much more enjoyable experience for me, because it's like I'm checking in with my online community. It's laughs, it's love, it's good vibes, good energy. It's valuable. Like, I know these are the type of people who understand not to post something triggering without a trigger warning. They understand certain comments are incredibly harmful. They don't find humor in tearing other people down in every single post. They don't post debates every single day over topics that have been beat into the ground. They aren't thriving off of drama at 8 in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, I appreciate following and engaging with people who are on the same wavelength. It makes such a difference. The second boundary is that the time of day you choose to engage in your digital spaces matters. And when I say digital spaces, I mean any electronic device you have, anything that can connect to the internet, your computer, iPad, phone, email, you name it, it matters. Because honestly, the facts are, our brains are more sensitive to information depending on what time of day it is. I would say right when you wake up and right before you go to sleep, your brain is in its most vulnerable state. And therefore, what you consume during that time really, really matters. It matters heavily. There have been days where I roll over, check my phone, see the most devastating news or something disgusting or something upsetting, and now I find myself struggling to leave my bed, struggling to feel joy, struggling to see the day as a fresh new day. Like, I'm down bad and I just woke up. Or I check my email right away. Like, Kat, you just woke up. You just woke up. You just opened your eyes. This can wait at least an hour. It really can. It is usually never life or death. It is usually never something that serious. It is something that can wait for 60 minutes to allow my brain some time to adjust, some time to take in the physical world around me, some time to be present, to deep breathe, to stretch, to express gratitude. Like, Honestly, that will make a difference on your nervous system, a difference for your hormones, a difference for your state of mind. It's so impactful. It's so important. And sometimes I was like, well, I'm going to see the news anyway. So I'm either going to be devastated now or devastated later. But I genuinely think when you give your brain some time to adjust, some time to take in some sensory information, some good energy, you just kind of pour into your body and you just kind of love on your brain. I genuinely think that news will have a smaller impact. Not saying it's not going to hurt, not saying it won't be disgusting, not saying it won't bother you, but at the end of the day, I think you'll be able to carry on with your day a little better, or at least receive the news a little bit better than you would when you're literally just waking up in bed and you're just so vulnerable to whatever it may be. But on the flip end of that, at the end of the day, taking time to reflect, decompress, unwind, prep for the next day, your brain really, really loves that time free of any extra information. Because as I said in that episode on healing the relationship with my body and food, or I think it was like food and movement, I talked about how much our body does and how much your brain does on the day to day. It's such an act of self-care to give your brain some time to just relax, your brain some downtime. It gives your brain some time to stop scanning the environment for danger, to just stop scanning everything. When you just disconnect, breathe, when you're still, it just does such wonders for your brain. And that's why afterwards, we usually feel, wow, I feel so refreshed. I feel really calm. I feel a lot better. The impact it has on our bodies is undeniable. I really recommend asking yourself, what time during the day could you section off to be free of your digital spaces? But I do want to highlight that to me, being so real, a comfort movie doesn't count. Like, I love a comfort movie. I love a comfort show. I think it's so good for the brain, to be honest with you. I think it engages you in laughter, which is so healing. It makes you smile. It provides familiarity. I'm definitely all for that. But when it comes to the internet, what time of day works for you to take a break from it every single day? Is it 30 minutes at the start of your day and 30 minutes at the end? Is it 15 minutes? Is it an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours? Like, what works for you? What feels good? You can experiment and then adjust accordingly. Once you've found what works, being disciplined with yourself is a beautiful thing to do for yourself, a very kind thing to do for your brain in a world with so much going on within it. I mean, people will say, oh, you need to keep up with every single thing happening, but at what cost? Like, be so for real right now. We are living in a world with almost 8 billion people, 195 countries. Be so real. Our brains were not created to take in the amount of information we're exposed to. They just weren't. There just isn't the proper capacity for it without it becoming unhealthy. I think it's good to be aware of what's going on and not to be completely ignorant. But if every single day there is a tragedy taking place, at what point is consuming it no longer awareness? Like, seriously, before I really understood this point, I would watch every terrible thing happening just to know what happened and to be quote-unquote educated on the subject. But there are some images and some videos that are very damaging for your psyche and can literally scar it. Like, seriously, have a long-lasting impact. And so you have to see placing that boundary as the ultimate form of protection. The third boundary is that what and who you give energy and attention to online matters. Like I was just saying, there are certain spaces online that are very damaging, very hurtful, very scary. Like every time I come across language like that or people like that, I will literally block like there is no tomorrow. On Twitter, I've gone into my settings and made sure that no video plays without me clicking onto it. I always remind myself that there are people and pages online that only exist to stir reactions. They exist to cause chaos, to invoke emotion, usually anger. They thrive off of the attention they receive, and they thrive off of the reactions they receive. You have to have discernment to understand when that is taking place. Like, there has been so many times where I have seen the most hateful commentary towards women, and within the comments, I see thousands of women taking time out of their day to respond to it. in my eyes, this is just so dangerous because I see it like every day there will be something to respond to. And you have to ask yourself, is this how I'm going to spend my day? Is this worthy of taking time from my day? Does this person deserve a response from me? Also, it's good to understand that a lot of times the people who stir these reactions become famous because attention is attention, views are views, engagement is engagement. And so even though it may not be good engagement, unfortunately, they will be presented opportunities either way because, wow, you have people's attention. And so the best way to end people in situations like that is to feed it zero attention. Let it shrivel up. Let it starve and let it cease to exist anymore. Like, seriously, that's the best way to go about it. Your energy is so valuable. Your energy is precious. Your energy needs to be used with discernment. And not everyone deserves access to your energy. Not every situation deserves access to your energy. The more picky you become with what and who you will engage with online, the more energy you have to use on what matters to you, whatever that may be. And I also want to highlight that some people don't care about what they're saying to you. It's not about what they're saying. It's about the fact that they want a response from you. They want a reaction from you. And they ultimately want access to your energy and to your attention. Like, that's what it's about at the core. And I used to be like, oh, well, one reply is harmless. But no, one reply can help feed their obsession. You know what I mean? It's like a dog with a treat. You give them the treat one time for doing the trick, and now they know the treat is possible, and so they will perform the trick each time. Y'all get what I'm getting at? Just know how valuable your time is, and don't give it to spaces and people that are not pursuing your time, attention, and energy for the right reasons. Some small things I'd like to mention regarding digital boundaries that I think are valuable is that for me personally, I have my notifications off for every single thing. So nothing pops up on my phone at all, apart from phone calls during certain times of the day. And I find this is helpful because if I'm in the middle of doing something, like for example, recording this podcast, it's not like when I look at my phone screen, I see, oh, you have an Instagram notification, you have an email notification, iMessage notification, TikTok notification, oh, GroupMe too. You know what I mean? Like, for me, that's just so overwhelming, so overstimulating, and it honestly feels really demanding. Like, oh, I need to check that right now. Okay, let me see what was said, let me see what's going on. I really like seeing nothing and then going to each platform when I choose. Like, it's like I'm taking back the power. You know what I mean? Like, the platforms are not demanding of me. I'm more so coming to them on my own time and seeing what notifications are there. And also, if you know that you struggle with grabbing your phone first thing in the morning, or maybe it's not your phone, but any digital device, and maybe it's not first thing in the morning, maybe it's all throughout the night up until like 1, 2, 3 in the morning, just mindlessly taking information, which, by the way, I may have spoken on this before, but often we do that when we've had a really stressful day. I notice I do. It's a way that I can take back control. Like, wow, I've had no time to myself today. It's been so stressful. I'm going to spend the next 3 hours just mindlessly scrolling because I'm trying to take back some control over my day. It's like when I feel like I haven't had much control over my day, I'm like, well, I can't just go to sleep. But I notice, like I'm saying, when I don't apply that boundary, I look up, it's 3 in the morning, it's 2 in the morning. And now it's like, I get that you had a busy day. I get that you were just trying to decompress a bit. Like, I'm never coming from a judgmental space, but now you're going to be really tired tomorrow. Now you might be a little more grumpy. Now you've kind of interfered with the next day. And so that's kind of what I tell myself whenever I feel myself heading in that direction. But going back to what I said, if you struggle with device usage in the morning and in the evening, I really encourage you to either place it across the room from you, like really, really across the room from you, or in a separate room from you completely, if that's possible for you. Because like I'm saying, sometimes it's not worth tempting ourselves with something we know is too difficult. Sometimes we have to remove it completely. And another point that I want to mention is that if you find yourself really feeling down after you engage with your digital spaces, and you've gone through and you follow people that are for you, you've done some unfollowing, and you feel like you've really created this space that is healthy for you, but you still feel down sometimes, I think that's an indicator that you just need a break completely. And that's so valid, so healthy, and so good to listen to your body. So if it's a weekend you want to take a break for, or a week, or a month, or a few months, a year, a few years, like, do what feels good to you. I remember that one summer I was having a lot of family health complications. So one night I just went through and deleted all my social media apps for the entire summer because my days were so heavy, hectic, and busy already. And surprisingly, that was actually a really nice summer for me. I really liked it. It felt so clear and peaceful despite everything that was going on. To start wrapping this up, I know I've said many, many times how valuable silence and stillness can be. And I find that without the proper boundaries around digital spaces, my thoughts become so clouded, I can't even hear myself. It's like so much traffic is going on in my brain, because my brain's working to keep track of so many things that it's seeing that my mind is so foggy. And so I feel like keeping boundaries to allow for a clearer headspace is the beautiful, powerful thing to do. Every creative vision I've ever had, or even beyond that, just interesting thoughts and reflections, they all took place in silence and stillness. So much of who I have become and what I have created took place in silence and stillness. And so when I find myself struggling to connect with myself, struggling to connect with God, struggling to just breathe, to just feel at peace and just be, I'm like, oh, okay, these boundaries need some strengthening. These boundaries need some revisiting. Something is off. I missed something. And so it's good to always keep tabs on how your mental space is feeling, how your energy is feeling, and adjust accordingly, because like I'm saying, it matters. It's important. And it's usually very slowly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've known myself to be like, oh, it's harmless. It's just this one night. But then one night can turn into 7 nights, and then a whole month, and then 2 months. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, similarly to how I say, you know, step by step, you can work to change this for the better. Step by step, something can work to change for what you don't want and in the direction you don't want. And so it's a very valid concern to have. It's something to be very serious about. And I'm not trying to be like fearful, like I never want to be spreading fear, but it's really good to have on your radar because we see how powerful it is and the effects it can have. So it's like, it's not something to take lightly. Like, we're not just talking about this little feather that, oh, it's just harmless and so light and soft. Like, no, this is a very, very powerful, dangerous tool and should be treated as such. And so there's so much more I could say on this. This is getting a little bit longer than anticipated. I think this is an episode that I'll keep adding to. I just kind of wanted to keep it short and sweet and to the point to start and then expand on it. I also felt like I might be coming from a different perspective because I spend a lot of time online, given that I'm posting the videos and I'm posting this. I also usually document and post like different habit aspects on Instagram. And so I was like, okay, not everyone listening may relate, and so I wanted to come from a pretty neutral standing point, but nonetheless, I'm really hoping that this episode resonated and that there's things that you can take from this and apply to your daily life. That's always my goal. And if it doesn't necessarily apply right now, maybe it will in the future if your digital spaces start to grow or if you start noticing, oh, I'm having some unhealthy patterns with this. Me being 22, I feel like I had the first 10 years of my life that were kind of without digital spaces. I mean, I was into all the Disney shows and Nickelodeon and all of that, but I think, you know, I'm one of the first generations who were, oh, here's Facebook and here's Instagram and here's all these different apps. Okay, let's see what it does to their brain. I know I have a lot of listeners that are in the same age group. And so given that the research is, it's there, but it's still a little bit limited because, you know, we're still in the process. We're about like a decade or a little more than a decade into it. They might be telling us, you know, when we have kids or when we're grandparents or whatever it may be, oh yeah, that was just absolutely horrible. I can't believe we had that the way we did. And so kind of anticipating that that may be what the research shows, I'm just like, okay, let's make these boundaries for ourselves now because we're kind of the ones that have to do it. Once you start getting older, it's not like your parents are taking your phone or putting different like blockers on things. You know what I mean? You're kind of the one that has to be vigilant about it. I'm just hoping that this episode was valuable for that. That's always the goal. I really, really appreciate all the kind reviews. I really, really, really love like that Spotify's added this new Q&A thing so you guys can like tell me what you think about an episode. I really enjoy reading that. I really enjoyed like the story posts and DMs and comments. I'm just always so grateful for the support and the love and just sharing it with others that you feel like need to hear it or sharing it to your own community online. I'm so, so grateful, so appreciative. Makes my day. Like I saw the kindness of you and I honestly was crying in my hotel in New York because it was so heartfelt and so genuine, and I feel like within this space, that's all that it attracts, such genuine, kind, thoughtful, super sweet people. And I'm just so, so grateful that it reaches these types of people. So that's my little soapbox on how much I love y'all. I'm hoping that I'll have another episode come out before I go to Thailand. I'm really, really excited to share all of that with you all and like all the places I used to go when I was younger and just share that part of my life with you all. I'm really hoping that everyone's having a good start to their February. As I said, I'm hoping this week has gone well for everybody. If not, I hope things begin to turn around. Nothing lasts forever. Everything is temporary. The storm will pass. I have so much love for you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you in next week's episode.